Lufkin, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's from the great waltz master of France, Emil von Teufel, and his Zigzag Polka. Alfred Walter and the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic here on Kansas Public Radio, getting us started in our 1 p.m. hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, and happy to be with you. Coming up, we have the Beaux-Arts Trio with a wonderful piano trio from composer Enrique Granados, and the Guildhall Strings as well, with the beloved and memorable St. Paul Suite by Gustav Holst to enjoy, all in just a little bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Of course, the most important source of support is you, KPR's listening members. Now, we're in the middle, about the middle of our Hive Drive, our spring membership campaign. For this afternoon, though, we're just focusing on the music, because the programming, after all, is what we're all here for. But I do want to emphasize that the drive hasn't gone anywhere. It's just in the background. And we'll still take your pledge, if you'd care to make one, over at kansaspublicradio.org. A big thanks to each and every one of you who has done that already. We hope you can join us next. We've got the Cleveland Orchestra as we continue with some music by Igor Stravinsky, who immigrated to the United States over in the 1940s and came to Hollywood and thought he would try his hand at writing music for the moving pictures. He had been approached to make the music for a film about the Nazi invasion of Norway. Around this time, Stravinsky's wife Vera had found a collection of Norwegian folk songs in a secondhand bookstore in L.A. These were the source of the melodies that made up the work that he submitted to Hollywood. They didn't like his score, but Stravinsky thought the music was just fine and turned the material into a little concert suite that we present for you now. Stravinsky's Four Norwegian Moods with the Cleveland Orchestra led by Ricardo Chailly on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Igor Stravinsky, and from his time in Hollywood, we listen to Four Norwegian Moods, music that Stravinsky had written for a rejected Hollywood film score. Ricardo Chailly and the Cleveland Orchestra with the performance today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is about 1:20 and still to come, the Guildhall String Ensemble and the St. Paul Suite of Gustav Holst. We'll hear that before the hour is through. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Emporia State University Choirs, presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings. On the KU campus at the moment, cloudy skies, 57 degrees, high of about 60 today, with a 30% chance of showers and possibly thunderstorms, expected mainly after 3 p.m. By tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, 90% chance of rain, and could see heavy rainfall tonight, lows in the mid-50s. 30% chance of showers for tomorrow. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at caseyfarmschool.org. Just want to say briefly, looks like we've had a pledge come in from an anonymous member from Manhattan. Thank you, Anonymous from Manhattan. Even though we're focusing on just the music this afternoon, remember, the pledge drive, the Hive Drive, is still ongoing in the background. You can always pledge at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you. We're joined next by the Beaux-Arts Trio for a Spanish piano trio composed in 1894, Piano Trio Opus 50 by Enrique Granados, next on KPR. Truly gorgeous bit of Spanish chamber music. The Beaux-Arts Trio, performing Opus 50, the Piano Trio by Enrique Granados, composed in 1894, here on Kansas Public Radio. With about 13 minutes to go until NPR News, at the top of the hour. You know, while we were enjoying the Beaux-Arts performance of Granados' piano trio, some folks gave us a call with their pledge. Kansas Public Radio Spring Membership Drive, the Hive Drive, hasn't concluded, but we are just setting it aside and having it in the background as we enjoy classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. But some folks thought it important enough to give us their pledge, and I'd like to say thank you to Mary Wade of Independence, Missouri. Thank you for your pledge, as well as Shelley and Bob Peters of Prairie Village. And apparently they always say stick with Bach and the early Italians. Well, Shelley and Bob, and as it happens, that in the next hour I've got some music for flute and guitar by Domenico Cimarosa still to come. Right now, though, we've got the Guildhall String Ensemble and a famous piece written by Gustav Holst during his time as teacher at the St. Paul Girls' School in Hammersmith, London, the St. Paul Suite, for you on Kansas Public Radio. The St. Paul Suite by Gustav Holst, played by the Guildhall String Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It is 2 o'clock and about time for NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour, where we've got music by Cimarosa, John Ireland, and much more still to come. Support for news on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities in downtown Lawrence. Pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
6601. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's by composer Oscar Strauss. Something for you called the Castle March, played by the Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Alfred Walter, today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music for Wednesday afternoon. We've got James Galway and guitarist Kazuhito Yamashita in a flute and guitar serenade by Domenico Cimarosa a little bit later. And then, later still, Aldo Ciccolini takes the keyboard for Debussy's Fantasy for Piano and Orchestra, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Commons at KU, presenting the Kenneth Spencer Lecture with Patricia Onaniwo-Kaishin, author of Forest Euphoria, The Abounding Queerness of Nature, 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 7th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at thecommons.ku.edu. Support also comes from you, and we want to say a big thank you to everyone who has thus far made their pledges in support of KPR during the Hive Drive, our spring membership campaign. We're pausing the campaign this afternoon so that we can better enjoy the music together, but don't forget that we'll take your pledge anytime at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks again. Here's the City of London Symphonia, conductor Richard Hickox, and something by English composer John Ireland, student of Charles Villiers Stanford at the Royal College of Music in the late 19th century, very well known for his English art songs, such as The Holy Boy and Greater Love Hath No Man. We'll listen to two of his symphonic studies, the City of London Symphonia on KPR. Two symphonic studies by English composer John Ireland. Richard Hickox conducting the City of London Symphonia today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It has just ticked over to 2:20, and still to come in the second half of the hour is music from Debussy and a wonderful fantasy for piano and orchestra in just over 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. On the KU campus, sky is cloudy and it's, at the moment, 59 degrees. High of 60 today and a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. expected mainly after 3. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and could see heavy rainfall this evening, a low of 57, and 30% chance of showers for tomorrow. Kansas Public Radio thanks Mass Street Fish House for providing lunch during our membership drive. Mass Street Fish House, neighborhood oyster bar located at 719 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. The Hive Drive is still ongoing. We're pausing the drive just so that we can enjoy classical music this afternoon. But don't forget, we'll always take your pledge. KansasPublicRadio.org, and thanks. We're in the company next, flutist James Galway, guitarist Kazuhito Yamashita, with a beautiful serenade for flute and guitar by Domenico Cimarosa on Kansas Public Radio. Serenade for Flute and Guitar, composed by Domenico Cimarosa, played by James Galway and guitarist Kazuhito Yamashita, on Kansas Public Radio. 2:33 is the time, and at 3 p.m. we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Catch more classical music tonight between 7 and 9 p.m. Every Friday in morning and Saturday afternoon, Destiny plays your classical music requests on KPR. And to make your request, just go to that website, kansaspublicradio.org, and click on Shows to find Classics by Request. Then join Destiny Fridays from 9 to noon and Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. That's when you'll find Classics by Request here on Kansas Public Radio. And hey, while you're there over at kansaspublicradio.org, during this week, why not consider making a pledge to KPR during the Hive Drive? We have briefly suspended the spring membership campaign so we can just enjoy classical music this afternoon, but always keep it in the back of your mind that this station needs your support, and kansaspublicradio.org is one of the easiest ways that you can make that happen. Thanks to all of you who have pledged. We hope you can join us soon. Next on KPR, we're with the ORTF National Orchestra, Jean Martin on the conductor, pianist Aldo Ciccolini, with music written by Claude Debussy in 1890. It was written that year, but never actually performed in Debussy's lifetime. An actual public performance of the following piece never, unfortunately, came together in Debussy's lifetime, but it is a marvelous creation for piano and orchestra, Debussy's Fantasy for Piano on KPR. Fantasy for Piano and Orchestra by Claude Debussy, played by the ORTF National Orchestra, conductor Jean Martinon and pianist Aldo Ciccolini here on KPR. And with that, time for me to sign off. It's about 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered. Here on KPR, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me today. We'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. A big thanks to all of you who made your pledges this afternoon during the Hive Drive. Even though we set the Hive Drive in the background, you still came through for us. Thanks again to all of you for your marvelous support of KPR. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
We do have a 90% chance of rain tonight. Thunderstorms are likely through the evening. Locally, heavy rainfall is possible. It is 60 degrees and overcast. In Lawrence, it's 306.
It's all. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Of course, it's going to happen at 3:30. Then we will talk about NASA preparing for Artemis II launch day. Then, are you a big fan of romanticy? A lot of people sure are. It's pretty much what's keeping publishing afloat right now. Anthony Palmini has emerged as a voiceover star for that literary genre.
I'm about to introduce you to all seven gods. Don't forget to tell them I'm the one you worship.
Okay, the burgeoning career of one of today's dreamiest audiobook heartthrobs coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Former Kansas State Senator Jeff King and journalist Mark McCormick host A Republic, If You Can Keep It. April 8th at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
90% chance of rain tonight. Thunderstorms are likely through the evening. Locally heavy rainfall is possible near steady temperatures around 60 degrees. A flood watch in effect starting at 7 o'clock tonight for the Kansas City metro area, pretty much to point south, including Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties. KPR thanks Mass Street Fish House for providing lunch during our membership drive. Mass Street Fish House, neighborhood oyster bar located at 719 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. 60 degrees and overcast in Lawrence, 50 degrees in Manhattan. The time is 3:20.
3:20, 577-5268.
Iran attacked a U.S. Navy base in Bahrain early in the ongoing war, one of many, and that prompted community groups to scramble to help troops that were forced to flee.
The base was asking for donations of toiletries and different things for the sailors coming back because they were coming back with nothing.
The lesser-known costs of the war on Iran on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio as your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit with six decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 58 degrees in Topeka, 64 in Emporia. The time is 3:30.
S&P gaining 46 points. Stocks are higher worldwide. This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Republican Party is warning people of a scam that impersonates party officials. The scammer asks to chat via email. They then attempt to get the recipient to purchase gift cards and give them the gift card numbers. GOP officials are aware of party activists and leadership receiving the emails, but have not heard anything from everyday Republican voters or donors getting scammed. Kansas Republican Party Chair Denedre Herbert says she is not aware of any party members taking the bait.
I'm grateful that we have some thoughtful folks who aren't, so far that I know of, falling for it.
Kansas Republicans have reached out to law enforcement about the scam. Kansas lawmakers passed a bill that gives Kansans more power in setting local taxes, but some city and county leaders worry about what that could mean for the future. Meg Britton Mellish has the story.
The bill allows registered voters to protest local budgets if they're set to increase higher than the Midwest Consumer Price Index, or 3%, whichever amount is lower. If 10% protests, then the taxing district cannot increase property taxes that year. Mark Manning is Wichita's finance director. He says if the bill is approved, it would be difficult to pay for things like roads or police services in new neighborhoods.
It's going to make our budget process extraordinarily complicated and complex, and it's going to divert us from what the budget process probably should be about, which is how we can provide services to our citizens that they need.
The bill is on Governor Laura Kelly's desk. Lawmakers will return next week to consider any vetoes. I'm Meg Britton-Mellish.
Turning now to the weather, because it's kind of a complicated forecast. A 90% chance of rain tonight. Thunderstorms are likely this evening. Locally heavy rainfall is possible this evening as well. Near steady temperatures tonight, around 60 degrees, with gusty winds coming out of the east. They'll be shifting to the south after midnight. Then tomorrow we have a 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy chance of storms tomorrow morning. Highs in the lower 70s. We have a chance of rain again tomorrow night with lows in the lower 50s, but temperatures rising into the upper 50s after midnight. We have an 80% chance of rain on Friday with a chance of storms in the afternoon. Some could be severe. Highs on Friday in the mid 70s. It is 60 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 3:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we know you're busy, so we get straight to the point. We go to the people who have the facts, who know the story firsthand, and the decision makers, and we ask the tough questions.
So Bobby, bubble or no bubble?
Is the system ready?
Is that statement true?
Do they have a plan?
What's in the deal?
What does this mean then for elections in the fall?
Get to the point with us every weekday morning.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Matthew Algio will be your local host. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies all around the state. You will find a complete listing of those frequencies at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a pledge of support and become a member anytime.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture, April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Tickets required. More at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, more on birthright citizenship. The Trump administration was trying to make its case for limiting that. It was met with quite a bit of skepticism at the Supreme Court today.
The position you're taking now is a revisionist one with respect to a substantial part of our history.
Nina Totenberg has details from today's oral arguments coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects at its North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
There is a flood watch going into effect at 7 o'clock tonight, running through tomorrow afternoon for Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties, all of the greater Kansas City metro as well. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 10 minutes before 4.
Laura, I'm really digging your music.
Well, you know, Axelrod, what you can do.
That's from Beverly Hills Cop, if
it
I
is indeed
correctly.
Yes, sir.
This is Kansas Public Radio.
Hive tended and keep the buzz going with trust-based local reporting, and we can't do that without incredible sustainers.
Elizabeth, I'm going to have to fact-check you there. I don't want anybody panicking. We are in a flood watch.
So I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's just flash flood warning. That's not what we're in. We're in a flood watch. 7 o'clock tonight through tomorrow afternoon, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties.
Radio.org, or Vicki can take your call at 888-577-5268.
My voice is not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. You will be able to hear the President's address to the nation tonight at 8 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.